recorded live.
Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday, June 2nd. It is the beginning of June, the beginning, well, unofficial beginning of summer. And we are here on PHP BB Weekly, episode number 18. It's amazing. It's already been 18 episodes. Goes by so quickly, doesn't it? This is the podcast where we talk about PHP BB, the software at phpbb.com. All about version 2, which has been out now for 4 or 5 years, and for version 3, which has been out, which is coming out very soon, which has been in development, and we're getting really excited as now the release candidate is out, and it's only going to be a matter of short matter of time until we get to finally see the final release of PHP BB 3. So we're talking all about that here on PHP BB Weekly, but also about mods, about styles, about getting them installed, about PHP, other things needed with PHP. So that's what we're talking about here on PHP BB Weekly. This is a live podcast on TalkShoe, so if you're listening live right now and you'd like to come into the chat room, you can chat in the chat room. If you have questions, comments, you can leave it there, or you can also call in and be a part of this podcast. Number to call if you are on a phone is 724-444-7444. The TalkSAD is 12418, and the PIN is whatever you set up when you registered on TalkShoe. Or you can use the VoIP IP, or you can use Shoe Phone if that's set up for you. And you can find all that information in the upper right corner of TalkShoe Live if you are in the chat room. I do need to mention, as I usually do, that PHP BB Weekly is not affiliated with the PHP BB teams or with phpbb.com. This is an entirely separate podcast, which I do by myself. And I actually think I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Douglas Bell. I am in the chat room as webmaster87. And on the phpbb.com forums, I am Fountain of Apples. And so I wanted to do a little bit of recapping from last week. Last week talked a lot about the new things that happened on phpbb.com during the month of May. One of the things I talked about was I gave sort of a review of the new mod database. And my suspicions were confirmed this past week when I found out that the phpbb team members do listen to this podcast, at the very least after it's been released. And so Paul999, he's one of the current mod team members, and apparently he's the one who actually works on the mod database. And so he had a little chat with me this morning. It was a good conversation on some of the comments I made about the mod database. And he did acknowledge that the mod database is definitely not finished yet. It's been a lot of work to get the new one going, and he definitely agrees that it is not quite up to par with what he'd like to see in the new mod database. So they're going to be working on some things. They want to get this coming up fairly soon. Again, as we know, we're still waiting for the abilities to submit mods to the new mod database, which they'll be working on. So right now, it is still possible on the mod database to download mods from the mod database. However, some things that are going to be fixed is, for example, being able to filter will be improved. He's going to be working on a new search, which will let you actually filter through multiple things, like you can specify a PHP BB version and a category and installation time and anything else. And so it'll be a bit more efficient and a bit more useful than what we currently have now. However, he's just glad that he has something up right now, and he's going to be working on that. And they also found out my question about what was up with the recently validated mod section on the home of the mods database. What he said was it does actually list the most recently validated mods, But the reason that they look kind of scattered right now is because all of the mods in the database were added at the same time, and they were converted over from the old mod database to the new one. So it's actually picking 10 random ones from the recent additions. So he said after mods get validated, once submitting comes back, that section will start to look correct again. I have Nicholas Deck in the chat room, and he's called in. He'd like to talk, so I'll put him on the air. Hello, Nicholas. Hello, Nicholas. And we don't seem to be getting him. Okay, well, I will mute him, and he can join back in if he gets a chance. So one of the things that was announced back last Sunday, and I find it interesting that a lot of the announcements are happening on Sunday nowadays, but DHN, the website team leader, had to post kind of a sad post this week which to announce another team member who has to take leave, and that team member is Jonathan Stanley, known as SHS. Most of us just call him SHS. It was kind of a sad post to have to make. He has been very busy. I remember how he had to stop doing his blog, the Lamb Cutlet Disorganization, a while back because he's been very busy. He has been doing traveling and all things, those kinds of things. And apparently, he informed the team leaders about 6 months ago that he was going to leave after Release Candidate 1 was released. And now that Release Candidate 1 was released, he was leaving, and now he's going to leave a week later. So I actually did, in the interim, a post on the PHP BB Weekly blog, phpbbweekly.net, where I called So Long SHS and Thanks for All the Fish, in the classic PHP BB team terminology. But what I wanted to, and I wanted to talk about it again here, I wanted to talk a lot about what SHS has done, because all of the team members, quite frankly, they do a big job. They do a lot of stuff for the PHPDB community, and they do it volunteer, I might add. It's a really big volunteer operation, and John Stanley has done more than his fair share. Most recently, he's been the co-project manager for the PHPBB project, along with, up until the end of April, James Atkinson, the Finn. And before that, he was the moderator team leader, which now Prime Domain has that position. But even as the project manager, co-project manager for about the last year and a half, he did quite a lot of stuff. He was one of the members of the leadership of PHPBB, had a lot of direct say in what direction the project went. The server and the website, he was pretty much the one behind it. Anytime the server would go down or the website would go down, he would be the one working on it. He would not stop until he was done. During that March 2007 server outage, the one where PHPBB.com was down for an entire week, and later, when they came back up, they announced the brand new website. DHN mentioned how he had spent actually 14-hour days during that week, during the March 2007 server outage, trying to rebuild all the databases, trying to get the new website up. It's a very big job because there's a heck of a lot of stuff in PHPBB. As you can tell, trying to rebuild databases with thousands of posts in there and many, many users as well. And I'm probably underestimating that a bit. It's more like millions of posts. It's a very big job, and he dedicated so much time to get it done. And I remember when I was on the team, sometimes he would be on IRC due to a server outage, and he wouldn't have slept for 50 hours because he would be busy working on the servers. I have no idea how he could do that, but somehow he did it. He did it out of his grace for the PHPDB community, totally volunteer. And I guess, and it seems like it's been too much for him. At the very least, he needs to try to tone it down a bit, try to get, and it happens to a lot of team members, people who volunteer a lot. Sometimes it gets to be too much. Sometimes they need to step back. Sometimes they need to step down. And so that's what SHS is doing here. And of course, I haven't even mentioned all that. Advertising on the site has been managed by him. Many of the language packs, the corrections in PHPBB3, he participated a bit in the CDS for PHPBB3. Bernie Bear was his creation. There would not be Bernie Bear without him, which, including the original ones and the new Conquering Olympus ones. I have one of the Conquering Olympus Bernie Bears. Everything else he talked about with Bernie Bear, I remembered the PHPBB Conquers Olympus on Mars, April Fool's joke from 2007. So I have a whole post which I wrote about it on phpbweekly.net. But now he's leaving. His custom rank for a few hours that day said kidnapped by Bernie, which is kind of cute. But I think some people probably are starting to wonder what's going on, because sure, PHPBB3 is now moving along. It's not out of its lull period. We are currently now in the release candidate stage, but now we just had, in the time span of 1 month, both PHPBB team project leaders depart. Between Adam, we talked about last week, who was the founder and the project manager of PHPBB, and now SHS, who was the other project manager of PHPBB, has left. And I think some people are probably wondering, is this saying something about PHPBB going downhill? And I would like to say, I really do not think that PHPBB is going downhill. The teams that are still there, they have lots of team members, about 40 team members, if I counted correctly, and they're still doing their jobs. They're going at it better than ever. The development team is really pushing on squashing bugs in PHPBB3. Teams are preparing documentation, finishing up the new website, really working hard on getting PHPBB3 ready and out the door, and the support team is getting ready to offer lots of support for it. So I really do not think that, just even though the two leaders of the project have had to step down, the project is still moving along faster than ever with the other team members. They make some organizational changes behind the scenes to help with this. Instead of having the project sort of directions sort of being decided by John and James, they now have the team leaders as a group are going to be leading the project. The leaders of all the different teams as a group, which you can see are listed in the About page as the team leaders, will be the ones who are going to make decisions, ones who are going to cooperate and help to decide where the project goes. That's really what PHPBB is going to be like from now on, and it's still going to go just as smoothly as it did before. New leadership, but it's still going to keep on rolling. I mean, after all, if your project lasts long enough, you're going to have new leadership because people can't stick around forever. So PHPBB is still on a roll, they're going to be moving on. They're going to conquer Olympus probably by the end of the year. I'm sure they looking forward to having 3.0.0 out by the end of the year. And we're really excited that version 3 is almost done. Also, you notice at the end of the announcement, DHN had hinted that in the next few days, there might be an announcement called a return. And so you could wonder, if someone from the teams going to come back to the teams? And I actually am placing my bets on Paul Owen. He was PSO TFX, and he was the development team leader for quite a little while, and later on the co-project manager, until he stepped down about a year or two ago. But I remember that the day that DHN posted the announcement that SHS was stepping down, I looked at the Who Is Online box, and I noticed that Paul Owen, that's PSOTFX, was there, what had been online at that time, and was present. And that made me wonder if perhaps he's the one who's going to be coming back to the teams sometime soon. That's purely a rumor. It has no confirmation whatsoever, but that's just my wild guess. But what I want to talk a bit more about today, and this is what I put in the show notes, I want to offer some suggestions and some tips for people who want to come along and set up a brand new first-time PHPBB board. Now that PHPBB3 is in a fairly stable release candidate stage and is being supported, it's no longer a scenario of you will install PHPBB2 for your new board because version 3 is strictly in development. Version 3 of PHPBB is now ready for the big time, and it is now an alternative to PHP BB2 for people who want to install and set up a new board. So I want to talk a bit about choosing which version you should install, which one is better for certain administrators, which one is better for certain boards. Because PHP BB2 is still going to be supported by the teams. The teams have said this. They are still going to be supporting and doing some development updates for PHP BB2 after PHP BB3 is out the door. So it's going to continue to be a decision which administrators can choose to make. So I'm going to talk a bit about some of the pros and cons of each one of them when making a decision. And then I also want to talk about some basic steps you should take once you set up your board to make sure, so that it doesn't get bogged down by spammers, spam bots, etc. So when you're going to when you want to set up a board, you decide if you want PHP BB2 or PHP BB3. And both of them are very different monsters. They look fairly similar on the front side. There are a bunch of forums. Maybe version 3 has a bigger user control panel than PHP BB2, but on the front side, they're pretty much the same. But on the back end, in the administrators section, as we all know, they're very different beasts. They have completely different interfaces. They look quite different. So you really need to decide, based on that, which one you want to use. Of course, PHP BB3 has many more features than PHP BB2 does built in, such as support for birthdays, support for there's better CAPTCHA in there, a bigger user control panel with more settings, fancier private messages with folders, and that's just naming the tip of the iceberg in terms of the new features in PHP BB3. PHP BB3 allows for much more administration control over what users, moderators, and administrators can and can't do on the board. We talked about this for a few weeks, about a month or two ago, on here, setting permissions where you can really drill down into what users can and can't do on forums, what users can and can't do with their user control panels, what moderators can and can't do, and what even other administrators can and can't do. You can get very specific about things like that. You can also be very specific about things like the organization of these panels. There's a way that we have yet to talk about because I've yet to figure it out. I'm working on it. We'll talk about it fairly in the next few weeks. But there's a way where you can actually rearrange the organization of the administration panel or the moderation panel or the user control panel. But at the cost of this, the interface, especially for administration, is much more complicated. There's a lot more of a learning curve to mastering PHP BB3 than there is to PHP BB2. Version 2 has fewer features than PHP BB3, but it's overall much simpler interface, much simpler to manage and use than PHP BB3 is. And there's also a large database of mods that are available which can add new features to PHP BB2 to try to help it to catch up with PHP BB3. Obviously, if you're really wanting the new features, it would be better to go with PHP BB3 because they're more closely integrated and there's no modifications necessary. But if you really want a more simple interface and just want one or two of the fancy features that PHP BB3 has, installing a few mods on version 2 would be much more simple. There's a simpler administration and moderation interface, a bit easier to navigate and manage, although that means less control of privileges available to users, moderators, and administrators. You can still set some permissions, obviously, on what users can do in terms of posting on the forums, but there's not as much control over what users can and can't do with their profiles. They're really, really moderators don't have very many constrictions at all. They do what they have access to do, although they don't have as much access as they do in PHP BB3. And administrators, essentially, they get access to the whole administration panel. There is no distinction between what they can and can't do. Now, obviously, there are mods out there which lets you change some of those things in PHP BB2, but that's what you get in a default version. You also want to look at the system requirements before you decide whether to install version 2 or version 3. PHP BB2 requires PHP 4.0.3 or later. PHP 5 is not officially supported with PHP BB2, although there is some code present to help PHP BB2 emulate on PHP 5. So people have done it before. People have reported that it works fine, but it is not officially supported. PHP V2 supports MySQL 3, 4, and 5, PostgreSQL 7 and 8, Microsoft SQL 7 and 2000, including or without ODBC support, and Microsoft Access 2000 or XP databases. So you need to have all those things to make for PHP V2 to work. Obviously, if you have an older version of PHP 4, which is, then you would want, you'll want to use PHP VB2. But PHP VB3, although having some higher requirements in terms of PHP, it also supports more databases. PHP VB3 requires at least PHP 4.3.3 or later, or any version of PHP 5. And actually, and most web hosts nowadays will have PHP 4.3.something or 4.4.something, or else a version of PHP 5. And PHP BB3 is even contains some support. It's not support. There's no support for it, but there is code present to have it work on PHP 6.0 devs. Not that anyone should really be using PHP 6 devs, and the teams therefore will not support it for that reason, but there is code in there. PHP BB3 supports MySQL 3.23 or higher, and if PHP is compiled with the MySQL I or MySQL Improved extension, then that is supported. PostgreSQL 7.3 or higher, SQLite 2.82 or higher, which is not in PHP BB2, Firebird 2.0 or higher, also not in PHP BB2, and Microsoft SQL 2000 or higher, directly or with ODBC or Oracle. All those databases are supported with PHP BB3. Some of those are databases which are in version 3 are not supported in PHP BB2. One of the big differences between PHP BB2 and PHP BB3 is that PHP BB2 is kind of assumed when you go to install it that all the requirements have been met. And if some of them are not met, then you're kind of stuck in the water if you've already tried to install it. PHP BB3, however, when you go to install it, will check all of these various system requirements to make sure that you have them, to make sure that they are present, and it will not let you install it if some of the requirements are not met. So if you're kind of unsure about what you have and you want to install PHP BB3, you're good to go. So when you're when you're deciding between version 2 or version 3, it comes down to how complicated do you want your forum administration experience to be, and how many features do you want to have, and how much control over the privileges of administrators, moderators, and users do you want to have. That is what I think is the major distinction between PHP BB2 and PHP BB3 going forward. And also for the time being, you should also check, is there a certain style you want? At the time being, there are not very many mods or styles yet for PHP BB3, and PHP BB2 mods are completely incompatible with PHP BB3 mods. So you can't mix or match in that case. So in some cases, you may have a certain style you really, really want that might decide which one you want to use. When you go to install, make sure you read the documentation in the docs directory, or you can read the documentation at phpbb.com/support/documentation/. At the very least, you should read the section on installing a new version of PHP BB2 and PHP BB3 so that you are certain that you do it correctly. There are so many cases where someone has not done an installation of PHP BB correctly. They may have forgotten to do a chmod, or they may have forgotten to upload a certain file, and that sometimes messes them up. Again, PHP BB3 has a much slower multi-step installation, which checks a lot of these things to make sure that you will indeed do it correctly. So if you're installing PHP BB3, you don't have to worry quite so much about it. But version 2 of PHP BB does not have as comprehensive of an installer package, which means that you may miss a couple of things if you don't do it right. So be sure, even regardless of the built-in checks, read the installation instructions to make sure that you are installing it correctly, because that is sometimes a big mistake that people make. After the installation is complete, you also really want to check your settings. Is the first thing you want to do. In PHP VB2, all the settings that you really need to check right off the bat are under the in the administration control panel. Go under the general category and click on configuration. In PHP VB3, the settings you want to set are in many different sections. If you go under the general tab on the ACP, then you look on the list on the left side, look for board configuration, and you'll see a whole bunch of settings panes. The most important of all those settings panes are the board settings, board features, and user registration settings. If you want, and you probably should, you can also look through all the other sections, but those three sections are the important ones. Within those settings, the ones you want to set immediately are, of course, your site name and description, your language, and your time zone to make sure that your site doesn't look like yourdomain.com and to make sure that you have the right time down because they default to GMT time, et cetera. And then you also want to take a look at the user activation settings. One of the biggest things I see on boards are people who have no user activation set for their boards, and that is going to lead you to a downfall because you will have spam bots register on your board. It doesn't matter if you have the captcha turned on or not. Quite frankly, if you do not have any kind of user email activation, you will see spam bots register on your board or just regular users who go on your board and goof off. So at the very least, when you go to user activation, choose user. What that will do is whenever a new user registers, they will have a confirmation email sent to them, and until they click the link on the confirmation email, they will not be able to log in. That will ensure that the user's email is accurate, and usually if the user has an accurate email, that means that they are not there to goof around. That means they are a legitimate user, so you should have that turned on, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen someone set up a board and not have that turned on, and then decide that that PHP VB is too insecure, that it's so prone to these spammers, and they just scrap it and get rid of it, when it is in fact because they did not turn on user activation. So in PHP VB2 and in PHP VB3, please turn on user activation because it will really help you out later on. Also on that subject, when creating new forums, you should not allow guests to post. PHP VB2 forums by default don't allow guest posting because when you create new forums in version 2 of PHP VB, as we talked about, it gives it a default permission set, which currently does not allow guests to post. PHP VB3 requires you to set your own permissions once you've created the database, or the forum. Excuse me, not the database. And so you should not allow guests to post because that just attracts spam. Now, PHP VB3 makes it a bit nicer in that guests, in order to post, have to enter a CAPTCHA code, which helps to combat some of the spam a little bit, but it's not a foolproof guarantee, and PHP VB2 doesn't have any foolproof guarantee. Really, although you may think it's favorable to open up your board to guest posting, you should require users to register and log in before they can post. It really is a good idea. It doesn't cost them very much. It's quick to do, and it will help to ensure that a user that's posting is one that is registered, that's guaranteed. And if the user goofs off, if you get a illegitimate post or one that is naughty or contains a bad language, then you have some way of tracking down who made it and going after them a bit more than you would if it was a guest and all you have is an IP address, which could even be faked. And so those are some important steps you should take once you have a new board set up in order to try to prevent spammers from coming after you on that board and to help it become successful as you get it set up. And so those are some basic tips for setting up your new board for PHP VB2 or PHP VB3. As always, if you have any questions about anything I mentioned, you can feel free to send in a question by email to me on phpvbweekly.net. There's still no one in the chat room at the moment. No one's called in. This is using the PHP BB Weekly number 18. If you'd like to come into the Talk Shoe chat room, or if you'd like to call in, please feel free to do so. But for the current time, I'm going to move on to the mod of the week. This mod is kind of an older mod, so I'm not 100% sure that it still works or not. But when I tried it a little while ago, when I had an active PHP BB board, and I really liked it. It's kind of an interesting mod called the Custom Title mod. What this does, is it allows, well, first of all, you know what ranks are, because we talked about them on one of these days, or one of these episodes early a few months ago. And a rank is when you have a user underneath their username on the view post section, the view topic section, you can see sometimes a little title for them. For example, you can see examples of this on phpbb.com, where you will see when you post something that says registered user or team member or valued contributor. Well, that's what ranks are. But the custom title mod, written by Aexoden, A-E-X-O-D-E-N, I guess, is how you pronounce it. I wouldn't know. What the custom title mod does is it allows some of that functionality to come to users. So if you enable it for users, then they can create a custom little rank for themselves, called a custom titles, as it's called, which will be displayed alongside their rank or instead of their rank, but in the same place with the same styling underneath their username. And they can edit this themselves. They can customize it themselves. It's a fairly impressive mod, the way it works. And some boards may find an interest in having this. Some cases, they might not. But it allows you to set your own custom little rank, custom field there. I remember I was on a board that had that feature, and it was kind of fun. We get to set our own rank. Sometimes we could use it to say where we are. Sometimes we could sort of give ourselves 10 titles. Like, I could be the – well, I'm not going to go there. But it's an interesting little mod, and I think it still works. Again, it is back in the 2.0.6 era, and I don't think it's been updated since, like, 2003. But you can check it out, which it should work. Custom title mod, you can get there on the mod database, phpbb.com/community/viewtopic.php, ?F=15 and T=128153. Or you can see the full URL in the show notes once I post them on phpbbweekly.net. And then the style of the week is called Minimalistic. It is by Iozomanen, I guess is how you would pronounce his username. And this is a fairly recent style, which you can see, unfortunately, the demo still isn't working yet. But you can see the screenshot on there if you want to. phpbb.com/community/utopic.php ?F=22 and T=367289. And it's kind of a theme with a sort of white/gray background. So as you can see, minimalistic, there's not a whole lot of colors on this theme. It's a fairly simple theme. If you're interested in it, they have tabs at the top for your overall header. A fairly clean, simple theme that's based on the Subsilver theme for PHP BB2. And so that's the style of the week, and you can feel free to check it out. Minimalistic by Iozomanen. And it's hard to say a whole lot about styles because other than describing what they look like, and I'm still trying to figure out the way you describe a style over the air. But that is the style of the week. And so this has been PHP BB Weekly, episode number 18. I am Douglas Bell, with Max37 in the chat room and Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com. I'm going to wrap up the episode. Thanks for participating. We had Nicholas Deck and Drew ID stop in for a little bit during the show. Our next episode will be episode number 19, next week on Saturday, June 9th, at the same time, noon Eastern Time, or 1600 UTC. And check out phpbbweekly.net, where you can see the blogs, you can listen to all the past episodes, find out information about future episodes when I post the show notes there. And also, if you can't participate with PHPBB Weekly during the episodes, which are every Saturday morning or afternoon at noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC time, and you can see your local time on phpbb.net. You can feel free to submit your questions during the week through the email box, which is on phpbbweekly.net. If you have any questions about PHPBB setup or anything like that you'd like me to answer on the air, so you can send in your email through there, and I will try to read it on the next episode. And I really enjoy that if you are unable to show up while we record this episode live. Or if you have any other comments or corrections whatsoever, that is the place to go to offer your suggestions. And I know the team members actually use that a couple of times to correct me, and sometimes I make mistakes. So, because I do make mistakes, I'm not perfect. I'm just observing from an outsider's point of view. And so that's going to wrap up this episode of PHPBB Weekly. Hope to see you next week. Thanks for joining me today, and have a great week.